All right. So
you've been on the stump for Matthew Boyd, National League All-Star.
Yes. I think that he deserves an opportunity to pitch and represent. So to me, the Cubs All-Stars are Pecro Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, and I'm hoping that it'll be Matthew Boyd.
I think Carson Kelly is probably going to get there as the second catcher. He's been hitting the ball very well over the last couple weeks again.
Cubs catchers have done, whether it's Amaya or Carson Kelly, and quite honestly, ever since they called up, why am I blanking on his name? Reese McGuire.
Yep.
He's actually been fine too.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see about the others. But Matthew Boyd, for sure. You add in last night. Do you have a guess as to where Matthew Boyd is amongst National League starting pitchers for ERA, for earned run average?
I'm guessing he's in the top 10.
He's number six with a 2.65 ERA. That's better than Freddie Peralta. It's better than Mackenzie Gore. Better than Robbie Ray. And by the way, Spencer Schwellenbach just got hurt. Fractured elbow for the Braves, Spencer Schwellenbach, who I think was also going to make the All-Star team. So, but Matthew Boyd is there in terms of ERA, in terms of walks plus hits per innings pitched. He's eighth with a 1.08. My favorite stat to look at for him is the strikeout to walk ratio. He's 10th in strikeouts to walk ratio among all starting pitchers. He's been absolutely terrific. And here's the other reason that I think Matthew Boyd is going to be on the All-Star team representing the Cubs pitching staff. I think he's the only one.
Hmm.
I don't think there's any other Cubs pitcher that's going to make it. I don't think Shota has pitched enough.
What about Pomerantz?
I don't think setup men.
It's rare.
It's very, very rare.
They have to be like.
And Palencia has been real good of late. I guess there's an outside shot at Palencia. If you want to look at the overall numbers, but the saves are obviously not there for Palencia. So, I mean, maybe somebody could make that case, but there's a bunch in the National League, whether it's Robert Suarez of the Padres who's going to get there. You know, there's quite a few. Maybe it is going to be Palencia, but because his ERA is low and his WHIP is extremely low, and he's a fairly new closer with the 9 saves, so maybe he's got a chance. But setup men don't usually make it. Like Brad Keller is probably the best Cubs setup man option, but Alex Kuhn did the research. Setup men to make the All-Star team.
Crowd wants Kuhn to get their wish.
And a lot of them ended up as closers. Ryan Pressly when he was a setup man. Josh Hader when he was a setup man. Joe Mantiply of Arizona. There's one. That's a straight up lefty setup guy. Caleb Thielbar, your table is ready. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
Dylan Betances as a setup man for multiple years with the Yankees. So that's interesting. Andrew Miller 1 year in 2017 after Cleveland had made the World Series.
Man, was he a weapon for like 4 years.
Yeah, he was
a weapon. Yeah,
so like just the most dominant setup men, or they become closers.
Right. And some of them are setup men, but like Miller was a bulk reliever every once in a while and kind of reinvented the bullpen, did Francona, with the way that he used Andrew Miller. So I don't think there's anybody. So I think the first place Chicago Cubs are going to have a pitcher on the All-Star team, and it will be Matthew Boyd.
Right. Okay. Well, I'd be okay with that. By the way, update, Milwaukee won again. They won game one of their doubleheader with the Mets, 7-2. They are now 48-37 on the season.
Man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Mizorowski's going tonight. So that might be bad for the Mets and for the Cubs.
Mizorowski's such an interesting dude. Like he found control late in his minor league career and here at the big leagues through some very specific and innovative pitching practices and training exercises that a lot of teams are examining. Milwaukee is on to something with the way that they have helped Mizorowski find control, like these certain eye exercises and different focus points they had him look at. It's a much discussed these days around MLB.
I dig that. Let's get back to Boyd for a second, though, because we've had some people talk about him. This is our guy, Nico, when we asked him about playing behind Matthew Boyd.
It's fun. I mean, he's a guy who who prepares and attacks the game with a lot of purpose. I think we talked about this before, but something really interesting about him is he did his whole elbow rehab on his own. Like, he wasn't affiliated with the team through that process, which is pretty unique. And it takes a lot of discipline, but I think he also created a lot of confidence for himself out of it by doing it all by himself and figuring out his own resources and attacking things on his own, to where he just created this whole system and self-belief through doing that process on his own, that I think he's really had a great career, but entered a really special part of his career coming out of that surgery into the second half last year with Cleveland and now with us. He's in a good, really good place.
I mean, when we talked to Matthew Boyd, which was a great conversation.
He's awesome. He's super easy to root for.
Yeah, he is. And his dad is a Cub fan who's been coming to some games, and just he's so grateful and so kind of serene when you talk to him. We talked to him a little bit about that rehab. He was throwing to high school catchers. He was going like grabbing high school catchers in Ohio and just kind of trying to work on it as best he could, all on his own. So pretty amazing. And I think last night helped a little bit. There's a little buzz about him. Not that it was a revenge game against Cleveland, but I think it'll get talked about a little bit on the TBS broadcast tonight as well, of like, you know, Boyd being so good and the former Cleveland pitcher. So I think he's a lock, Mr. Validation.
So Craig Counsell had some thoughts on him too that I think that you will enjoy. Like, he went into great detail about Boyd and why they signed him.
The signing of Boyd was really just a bet on, like, is he going to stay healthy? I mean, he's had injury problems, unfortunately, for the last really 5 years of his career. When you sign starting pitching, you know, it's innings. You know, you want obviously quality, but innings is also very, very important. And that's what he's done so well this year so far, is deliver innings. And then you put the quality has never been an issue with Matthew Boyd. When he's been on the mound, he's been a good starting pitcher. So it was really, can he stay healthy? And we thought kind of he was coming into this window where he really should be healthy. Some of the stuff was kind of out of his control, but he had it's a serious arm injury that set him out, you know, like kind of a year and a half, the Tommy John, that really, you know, hurts pitchers' careers in terms of missing a bunch of time. But he's healthy. He's pitching like we saw him pitch last year in Cleveland, like we really expected him to pitch if he was healthy.
So, yeah, I mean, it's great stuff. And he's right. As long as he's been healthy, he was real good in Detroit and then real good in Cleveland in that small sample. And maybe he's found a way to stay healthy. He has so far. I bet he gets it. Kenny Rosenthal of The Athletic came out with his projected All-Stars. Among his starting pitchers are Zach Wheeler, Mackenzie Gore, Freddie Peralta, Robbie Ray, Paul Skeens, Logan Webb, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Chris Sale, who is hurt right now. He doesn't have Matthew Boyd on the team.
Well, maybe Matthew Boyd can take Chris Sale's spot.
Maybe so.
I understand, because there are people inside the mob and people who've texted. I think Seiya has an argument, but unfortunately, it's a glut at that position. Like, there's a lot of DH types that have had a good year, but Seiya's 860 OPS is damn impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Slugging 550 on the year, giving up a little bit of average for power, giving up a little bit of on base for power. It's been the right choice, and he's been excellent for them.
Two DHs usually make it. It's Shohei Ohtani, obviously. Kyle Schwarber's had a beastly season.
Yeah, he hit another one today.
He's just remarkable. One time, and future Cub? Kyle Schwarber? Huh? What? It's a topic for another day. Let's talk about it.
You just drop that right then and there.
Huh? What? Now what would you say?
Now how much would you pay? Yeah. Kyle Schwarber, by the way, if you were wondering, geez,
yeah,
this guy's got an on base of 382.
Yeah, I mean, he crushes lefties now.
26 home runs and an OPS of 919.
He's worked his ass off and wears armor now, so he feels safe, and he has a mantra. You know what his mantra is against lefties? Prepare to die. That's what he says to himself before he goes in there against lefties and stands in there strong and brave, and it's freaking working guy. Yeah.
I like it. All right, you got to go.
I do. I got to go pick up the Roobster.
All right, go do that.
I got to go check on Todd Frazier. I got to go.
Got to go check on him.